A peace deal has been announced between the US and Iran. So, does that mean that the war is over? Well, not quite. After months of fighting that killed thousands and sent energy prices soaring, Washington and Tehran announced on June 14 that they've reached a preliminary agreement. One of the biggest outcomes, the Strait of Hormuz is expected to reopen. Both sides say shipping can resume. But while the US said the strait should reopen toll-free, Iran wants a deal under which ships passing through pay transit charges. Then there are questions over who will clear mines from the waterway and how quickly shipping companies will trust the route enough to return. The bigger issue, though, is Iran's nuclear program. Iranian officials say the country should be allowed to dilute and retain its enriched uranium within the country. Right now, there is no agreement on who would verify Iran's compliance or what ultimately happens to the uranium. The preliminary deal gives both sides 60 days to negotiate those details. There are also disagreements over sanctions relief, frozen Iranian assets, and the role of Israel. Iran wants any broader agreement to address fighting involving the Iranian-backed Hezbollah group in Lebanon. But Israel has signaled it will continue acting independently and has not committed to withdrawing from areas it occupies in the region. So while leaders are celebrating a breakthrough, this agreement appears to be more of a framework and not a final settlement.